or down?
Oh.
Ah. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Day to you.
Day to you.
Zaya.
Zaya.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce? What is
going on, Bruce? The New York Knicks are unbelievable.
Okay. Duh. Anything that doesn't involve your fucking world?
No, but I woke up today and have gone about my day firmly in the Chiefs camp.
Oh,
I've started going that way too. Perfect. I don't know if it's going to be that. I don't know.
Everybody.
We need everybody. Just this Wednesday.
We need everybody on that side.
Get in there. Yeah. You know, I'm just in my head. I'm like, they got lockdown corners. They could play one-on-one. They stack the box. Fucking.
Yeah. It is interesting that, 4 years ago, the Chiefs had the number one offense and an average to below average defense. And now here the 49ers are with the number one offense and an average and in the playoffs, seemingly below average defense. Another tasty tidbit. The Chiefs have covered each playoff game and those teams are undefeated against the spread in the Super Bowl, where the 49ers have not covered a playoff game. And the only other instance of that happening where a team makes it to the Super Bowl without covering their playoff games. 2007 Patriots.
What happened to them?
They lost Eli Manning.
Oh.
See, it's after all this, it still went back to Bruce.
Yeah. I mean, we knew where it was gone.
We tried to talk about something else to just circle back to you.
I told you I wasn't.
I mean, he asked for anything knuckle around your life and it just circled right back to you.
I got to stay. I got to stay.
We knew it.
In my zone. I start going outside of that, then we start falling apart.
I hear you. You know, fucking be where your feet are.
Yep.
Man, how are we?
You know, I went 0 for 4 last night, and I gave out a college basketball parlay that included a -340 money line. Yeah, that lost too. So, I mean,
did every bet of the parlay lost?
Every single bet of the parlay.
That's almost as good. Because if someone's completely fading you, they hit a three leg.
I mean, if you completely faded me last night, you at least made a good couple $100s. And that's taking really small bets.
We tried to warn everybody about the hungry, hungry shock.
Yeah, we said the shocks are super hungry. The Blues, they fucked up.
And first time Blue Jackets had a shout out on the road since
and I was 1-0 in the NBA because of the aforementioned New York Knicks. Thank you, Knicks.
Hell yeah.
Decent NBA slate tonight. How's the CBBA slate tonight?
Massive.
Massive CBBA slate. Tiny NHL slate.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with the NHL.
It's so dumb.
Like, is it All-Star break or is it not? We're just trotting out two games a night.
I don't know, but they got to figure it out. Okay, the players do at least.
Yeah.
What else do we have? I think that's pretty much it, right? A little footy? We got a little footy tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay, we got a little footy tomorrow.
A little footy going on.
Golf, did you make a golf pick?
What is the golf?
What tournament is it?
It's the Pro-Am. It's the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Oh, yes.
I did not. There's a lot of weather happening out there.
There is, yes.
So I decided to stay away.
Wait and see.
Has the golf world lost its pizzazz?
Yeah.
All together?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. It is, as it stands right now, horse racing.
As a casual, very, very, very casual. I'm really not even.
You're just a hater.
You're just a guy.
I'm not a hater of golf.
You're a golf hater.
You're just a guy.
I'm not. I've always said, like, oh, yeah, I wish I was better at golf. Like,
I'm not saying you hate the sport. You hate watching it.
Yeah, I mean, I like watching on Sundays. That was, like, entertaining. That was entertaining. Now, I do not give a single shit.
We might be overreacting, too, because this early in the season, we never really pay attention.
No, there was still golf chatter.
Stu Sink could win this tournament, and I would not care.
I don't
care. All right, well, that's how big it is.
Seriously, that's how much going on.
We all care. If Stuart Sink wins the tournament, we will all be ecstatic. Let's not just lie to the people.
Yeah, only Stu Sink. Did you mute me? Fuck. You did.
Now this is my mic.
As hard as he does it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Bruce or if it's my mic. It's bullshit, honestly.
Well, when you say something blasphemous, it's me.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's get into tonight.
Tonight.
Thank you, Mitt.
Just a PSA. Mm-hmm. the Pascal Siakam points over and the Halliburton 10 plus assists hit easily. I'm feeling myself in the NBA player.
We already moved market. Past what we did last night. Where were you?
He's about to tell you all his NBA player props.
I'm just saying I'm heat checking myself and seeing if this NBA player prop heater can be something I hang my hat on.
Okay, well let's start on the hardwood then.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Got a few plays tonight. It's not a bad little slate. In the NBA.
I don't love it.
I mean, it's not bad. It's
I don't lie. I love it.
So I'm gonna start with the the way too long of odds. Moneyline parlay, short of odds. Cavs, Clippers, Bucks, Wolves.
Is that worth the trip to the window?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Is it? What are the odds on that, Bob?
A -125.
Every single one of these teams is at least.
I love a -12. Parlay.
They're all about -12. Okay.
All right.
But I'm also going to take the Rockets tonight, plus the 2.5 against the Pelicans at home. And I'm also going to take the Kings tonight on the road in Miami.
Interesting.
The Heat are a struggling basketball team right now, and I'm going to try to keep riding that. But, you know, wheels could come off here for the Kings as well. But Kings, Rockets, and then a way too. It's worth it. I'm staying in the hotel, so yeah, I could take the elevator downstairs to the window.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you on the Rockets. I like that spot. And I like the Suns on the money line at the Nets.
Okay.
I think that's short.
Off a of back-to-back?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying.
Revenge game.
For KD? No, yep. KD said he doesn't deserve to be in any highlight videos or anything like that because his time there sucked.
And they don't have fans, so what's the point of doing that?
Yeah.
Is that like a shot at?
I agree with you on Sacramento, Tony.
Yes.
And then I also agree with Gumpy on Phoenix money line going into Brooklyn. I do disagree with you guys on the Pelicans Houston game.
Oh. I'm taking
the Pels.
Ooh, whatever.
Money line.
Wow.
Yeah, this might just be like I'm a hater of the Rockets and.
Well, because Dylan Brooks took down the Lakers franchise.
I mean,
bye bye.
He did.
Darvin Ham's going to get fired after a
good
trip to Houston.
Fucking good. He should. And they also lost last night too. So
yeah, that sucks. Turns out they were they deserved to be +7.
Yeah, they stunk.
Holy
fuck. And then Denver's going into Oklahoma City. I like Oklahoma City on the money line there as well.
That line, Joker is out.
Joker is out. That line is 6.5 now, man.
Fuck.
Afraid we may have a bigger issue.
Okay, that's not a play anymore. I got it at -130.
Well, that's fine.
Sucks for everybody else.
Yeah, that's good.
For the Nuggets on a back-to-back. Yeah. Joker never.
I don't. You better come up with the same energy.
No, I won't. Look at Joker plays.
Jokic was not happy with the 10-second Giannis gimmick. Tell you that. You guys see that?
Yeah, it was at the foul line.
Yep.
I do think.
Well, Embiid's. Unfortunately, Embiid is hurt now.
So the.
He was always hurt.
The NBA 15 game miss thing.
I got no problem with it.
So I have a problem with the All NBA teams. The All NBA teams, that's not fucking fair because then you're taking away players' shots at making super max deals. That's.
I agree.
Millions and millions of fucking dollars a year because he got hurt with the fucking hamstring. Like Halliburton's deal is gonna be probably about like a couple $1 million less each year because he's gonna get maxed out because he got a fucking hamstring injury and then they rushed him back to play with Siakam. Like,
yeah, but also
that's bullshit.
Also, Mitt, if an NFL player gets hurt, he could get cut the next season on a big contract. You know what I mean? Like, we have to.
I understand, but that's.
There's
not a cap. No, I know, but there's not a cap in the NFL. There's a cap in the NBA of a max contract and a maximum
amount
a
player can make. Halliburton's going to be fine.
I understand he's going to be fine, but that's still. That's very, very fucking bullshit.
Then Halliburton should be mad at the players before him who got us here.
That's fair. But
because if it wasn't for the fact that people were spending massive amounts of money to go see their favorite players and showing up and them not playing, we would never be here.
I understand. And there's a reason why it is put in place for the postseason awards. I don't think all NBA teams should, like, they shouldn't factor into your fucking contract. That just doesn't make sense to me how they factor into your
contract. That's kind of a bigger point.
That's there. The bullshit, really, is, yeah, like, he shouldn't be in the All-NBA.
Is this?
But why should the All-NBA team factor a contract?
Did they change this, or did the NBA PA sign off on it?
I mean, it was definitely agreed upon.
It's, right? Like, it's the...
I know, I understand, but he's not a part of the player union. Like, do you think the player unions are all fucking great? Like,
he's a part of
all
it.
Not.
All the players are a part of it.
He's not a part of negotiations.
You have to vote, though.
Got registered.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point, some of these players said yes to it. Or it wouldn't be a rule. Like, you can't just change the rules in the middle of a negotiation.
Yeah, it's probably LeBron's fault.
Mm-hmm. LeBron and Chris Paul?
It probably fucking is. But I just do not understand.
No, I hate it. I hate it for Halliburton, because if you're actually injured, then it does suck. I'm 100% agree with you there, Mitt.
But, sure. Like, Embiid shouldn't be fucking MVP just because he drops 35 and then plays against dog shit teams and then doesn't play against good teams. Like, I understand that whole aspect of it.
I have some player props here.
Yeah, thank you. This is a betting show.
All right, so the first game that I am honing in on are the Bulls and Hornets. I am slightly worried about blowout risk, but I don't think it really affects this. The Bulls should obviously win this game against one of the league's worst defenses.
So bad.
The Bulls just lost.
Yeah, no, I know.
To the Raptors.
By a lot.
I know. But still, you just look at it on paper. Uh-huh. DeMar DeRozan, Vucevic, that's really basically it. That should be enough in my mind to potentially blow out this Hornets team. Anyway, the first ladder is DeMar DeRozan 20+, Nikola Vucevic 15+, and then I don't know this guy's name, but...
Who, Vukovic?
No. Ayo Dosunmu?
Yeah.
I think I nailed it. Him to score 10 points. He's been averaging like a cool 15 with everybody out for them. And then on the other side of the floor, this one's a little bit more volatile perhaps, and minus 155. But Brandon Miller, 20+, without Terry Rozier. He's got to step up and fill that point void. And then speaking of Terry Rozier, he's an affordable 15+, and the Heat need him to play to his 22-point average for them to turn things around. They've lost 7 straight or so.
Yep.
I do think that they are live to break the streak tonight, obviously as a short money line favorite at home, but they need Terry Rozier to go 15+, so I'm on that. And then the revenge 3-pointer parlay.
Oh, I like this.
Kevin Durant, Suns at Nets, 2+ made threes. Damian Lillard in Portland, place he likes to shoot 3-pointers, 3+ made threes.
Loves it.
That together is plus 115.
Okay. Thank you, Brishy.
Let's go to the amateur ranks, the CBB.
Are we laying it with Kentucky? Because I already laid it with Kentucky.
Absolutely, we are. Yeah, nice. That's way too short, I think.
Nice.
Miami not covering last night was a heartbreaker.
That was a heartbreaker. Ole Miss got the job done in the basketball Egg Bowl.
My apologies. I am trying to live bet Tottenham at halftime here.
I'm already on it.
Are you grayed out again?
No, I'm live.
It's halftime.
Double chance. Minus 150.
Ooh, I got minus 160.
On double?
On double chance.
So you take your 150 and you run with it.
I mean, I was hoping for a little more. I might bet money line.
It was Tottenham's had a lot of forward pressure, so it seems like they should equalize.
I hate how Man City tried out, like, Haaland was coming back and he's on the fucking bench. I mean, had fucking Haaland for a hat today, you know, fucking plus 700. To the CBB, like Bruce said, I like Kentucky minus 5.5 versus Florida. I like St. John's catching 1.5 at Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsa, money line versus Wichita.
Yep.
George Mason catching 4.5 at St. Joseph's.
Okay.
Mercer, money line versus East Tennessee State. Chattanooga, this is interesting, catching 4.5 at Western Carolina. I love Chattanooga there. American plus 1.5 at Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
UNC Asheville plus 2.5 at Gardner Webb. Presbyterian, money line versus USC Upstate. I love Baylor money line minus 150 short at UCF. I don't know what that is.
What is USC?
South Carolina Upstate.
Yeah, there's
They've been on the program.
They're a good program, but when you go up against Presbyterian on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
How can South California be upstate?
South Carolina.
I hate to be
the one.
I hate to be the one asking this question, but why is Baylor -150 at UCF?
What do you think? It should be more?
I think they should be favored by 10.
UCF's had some upsets this year.
There's been a lot of upsets.
There has been a lot of upsets. Yeah. It's been very volatile.
Yeah, there's possible fraud alert but going around.
It's not college basketball. It's anarchy.
Grab your nice roof, get your interference.
Yeah.
No West Virginia. I was looking at them, thinking about
4.5.
Yeah, they've been a cheeky little pup.
I don't hate it.
I say it away though.
I hate to do this to you, Bruce.
Against Fordham.
Oh, you're taking Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Richmond. Yeah. That feels short.
I'd say there might be a few rich men north of Richmond tonight. And
then, I got Austin P. money line at Jacksonville. I like Wake Forest +1.5 at Pitt. Evansville money line versus UIC. And I don't think Arkansas should be catching 5.5 at Missouri.
Richmond's leading the
Yeah, Fordham.
The A-10?
Yeah.
Fordham's no good.
Yeah, this is
it's tough barn. That's really why I was making the bet,
I was picturing Bruce being like, this is a tough barn. Oh, another one for City. Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
What time is the Baylor game? I cannot find it. That I found it.
Probably 8. It feels like an 8 o'clock start.
Why is it so short?
Right?
This is a trap. I'm out.
But what was the trap last night that we what was the one there was a game last night that was absurdly priced too? Wyoming was catching 3.5 at Air Force, won by 11. Wyoming. Illinois was short favorite against Ohio State.
Wyoming's a good basketball team.
They are.
Especially if you get them in Laramie.
Marquette was catching 2. They beat Villanova. Like, I don't know. Like we said, it's just anarchy. You know?
On the ice tonight, there's 3 games. Sens at Wings, Kings at Preds, and the Hungry Sharks are back on the ice.
Back again against the Ducks. I think the Kings figure it out tonight.
What?
Yes. They're going to Nashville right before All-Star break. Drew Doughty gets the boys fired up.
Okay.
I like the Kings, -120. And then I also love the Red Wings.
I kind of like the Red Wings, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the Red Wings are very live, especially at that price.
Let me take a look real quick.
I concur.
I kind of like the Wings, too.
Why is it so short?
Because we're going to lose. But
are the Sens playing puck lately?
5-3-2.
Oh, well, they have 10. Been.
Wings 7-2-1 in there.
Rumblings of...
But the Sens or the Sens on the road, 6-13.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Red Wings.
Yeah, I'll take the Wings as well.
Yep.
Money line. I will not touch the LA and Nashville game.
That's a tough game.
I absolutely will not. Do I want to take a flyer on...
Maybe +1.5 for Sharks.
Back to back. The
hungry.
I think you're getting greedy.
But they love a nice Peking duck.
Yes, they do. I will not do that. I will just take the Wings tonight.
All right.
Me too.
What do you tomorrow?
West Ham, draw no bet versus Bournemouth.
Okay.
And Manchester United. Draw no bet versus Wolverhampton.
Okay, I love it.
Yep.
Anything else? Liverpool just went up 1-0.
Who sniped?
Fucking Jota.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a fucking legend, that lad.
Anything else?
I think we can probably pencil in Scotty Scheffler or Victor Hovland to win that golf tournament.
Okay.
That seems fair. Seems right. I won't watch a lick of it, but I think I will be on that as well.
The Pro-Am?
Oh, he wears the number 20. Oh, he plays for LFC.
You don't like Roars?
No.
I don't like... What happened to that?
I love Roars. He has done a full baby face turn.
Monahan tried to kill him.
Yeah, and he survived, and now he's making whatever 700 million divided by 36 is.
All right.
Pretty good.
I appreciate Fenway Sports Group getting in on a...
Is that the Henrys?
Yeah, they're getting in on another investment when they won't do shit for the fucking Red Sox, Liverpool, or, you know.
Penguins?
Yeah, spend some fucking money, you mutts, instead of fucking getting in more shit. Buy more.
Come on.
Baltimore just got bought by billionaires.
The O's?
Yeah, the Red Sox are cooked.
The hedge fund guys?
We lost Justin Turner to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles now have the third richest owner in baseball.
Yeah. Like, we're living in a world where the Red Sox are the...
We're dead.
Yeah.
Yankees are dead, too?
No, never, but kind of.
Sox, unless the Red Sox start spending money again, we are... Yes, Tottenham, let's go!
You guys got Yamamoto, so you'll be fine.
You got Juan Soto. Who sniped? Was it Matters? I have a five-leg money line parlay that... is very live.
Doggy.
Was it? If Tottenham comes back and wins, this thing is very, very live.
Okay. I wish the best of luck to you.
And to you, my friend.
I wish the best of luck to everyone.
I'll try to get some for you.
Okay.
Recording.
That actually wasn't my fault. We did actually sort that out.
Hell yeah.
It was a bigger problem.
What?
It's a bigger issue.
There's a bigger issue.
I don't understand.
Go ahead.
Give us the quote, please.
The objective is to win fairly, squarely, and decently. Win by the rules, but still win.
I don't like it.
I lie. I mean, I cheat. I steal.
Who said it?
The great Vince Lombardi.
Fordham legend.
Tottenham. Yes, let's fucking go. Yes!
All right, good luck.
God bless!
Hammer.
God.